The red vesper Cale Varn stepped off the ashen road, his eyes narrowing against the fading light of day. He'd left his horse at a small stable outside the city, choosing to walk the final stretch on foot. The air was heavy with rain, and the chill hinted at winter's approach. A lantern flickered on in a nearby window as he passed by. The sign above it read The Broken Writ, a small tavern that catered to travelers and locals alike. Cale had visited before. They served decent ale and tolerated him, even when few others did. Inside, the fire crackled, casting shadows across faces both familiar and not. Cale's gaze swept the room, settling on a hooded figure near the bar. The air around them seemed to thicken, almost like the weight of secrets shared or unspoken. "Red Vesper," he said quietly, his voice carrying over the murmur of conversation. The figure turned, their eyes flickering with recognition before veiling themselves once more beneath the hood. A nod was all the greeting they offered. Cale slid onto a stool beside them, ordering a drink from the bartender. The ale arrived in a clay mug, its contents dark and rich. He sipped it slowly, keeping his attention fixed on the hooded figure. "You're looking for something specific," Cale said finally, his tone level but non-intrusive. "Or perhaps someone." The red vesper's gaze flickered again before they shifted back to their drink. "Perhaps." Their words hung in the air like smoke from a slow-burning fire. The tavern's patrons had begun to take notice of the exchange, whispers exchanged between them and pointed glances. "I can help you," Cale said softly. "Balance demands subtlety. Sometimes correction requires silence." The red vesper pushed back their hood, revealing a face both beautiful and pale. Dark circles etched beneath her eyes like bruised skin. They leaned forward, their voice taking on an urgent quality. "The Queen's letter," Cale's hand rose, forestalling her words. "Not here," he said quietly. The patrons around them had grown restless, one or two stood to leave. Cale's gaze narrowed at the red vesper, a silent warning. "I'll meet you outside," he said finally. "We'll speak on the Ashen Road." They rose without protest, gathering their belongings before exiting into the chill evening air. The darkness swallowed them whole, leaving Cale to nurse his ale in silence. The fire had burned low by the time he left the tavern, its embers reduced to glowing coals. The night was heavy with the scent of rain and damp earth. He followed a faint light ahead, his footsteps echoing off the buildings as he moved through the city's narrow streets. A small clearing up ahead revealed the red vesper standing near the Ashen Road, their back to him. Cale approached quietly, halting beside her on the edge of the pavement. "The Queen's letter," she began once more, "speaks of an imbalance in Everia, one that cannot be ignored." He nodded curtly, though his eyes flickered with a silent warning. The red vesper seemed to understand it. "Melos Dra is concerned," she continued. "The curators have requested your particular skill set." Cale's expression was carefully neutral as he replied, "What kind of correction does Melos Dra wish me to make?" Their words hung in the air, an almost palpable silence between them. The darkness seemed to deepen, shadows stretching across the ground like grasping fingers. "I am not at liberty to say," she said quietly. "But there is something delicate involved." Cale's eyes narrowed. "I do what I can within the balance," he said flatly. As they spoke, a small raindrop fell from above, landing on his cheek with an imperceptible sound. The red vesper followed its course down his face, her gaze unblinking. It was then that Cale felt it, a tug, like a thread being pulled through the fabric of the world. He glanced up at the sky, the first raindrops beginning to fall more swiftly now. The darkness seemed to grow heavier still, as if the very balance itself were shifting. "I will need your help," he said finally, turning back to the red vesper. "To correct this imbalance." A small smile crossed her lips, though it seemed to hold a hint of pain. "Together," she said quietly, "we can restore what's been broken." The rain intensified, falling harder now as they stood beneath its darkness. The ashen road stretched out before them like a path through shadows, into the unknown. The Red Vesper's words hung in the air as Kale's gaze wandered to the ashen road, the rain-soaked darkness swallowing everything beyond a few feet. He thought of the task ahead, the delicate balance Melos Straw had entrusted him with, or rather, the curators through her. A correction that required subtlety and finesse, one that demanded his particular skill set. The phrase left an unpleasant taste in his mouth. "Let's find shelter," Kale said finally, gesturing towards a nearby alleyway between two buildings. "We can discuss the details." The Red Vesper nodded without a word, falling into step beside him as they walked through the narrow passageway. The air inside was stale and musty, lit only by flickering torches that cast eerie shadows on the walls. Kale navigated the dim space with practiced ease, leading her to a small door hidden behind a tapestry. A key fit neatly into the lock, and he pushed it open to reveal a cramped room filled with books and scattered papers. "You must have been here before," she said quietly as he stepped aside, allowing her to enter first. "A client recommended this place," Kale replied, shutting the door behind them. "He had documents I needed to review." The Red Vesper nodded towards the stacks of books, where a single volume lay open on a small wooden pedestal. The pages were filled with hand-drawn symbols and diagrams that seemed to dance across the parchment in maddening complexity. Melos Draw Concern, she began once more, centers around the focusing engine at Heartstone Tower. "There's been interference." Kale's eyes narrowed as he picked up the book, running a thumb over the edge of a page. The symbols blurred together in his mind, like trying to count grains on a sandy beach. "Interference," he repeated, though he'd already sensed it a ripple in the balance, one that had been growing in intensity for weeks now. "Yes," the Red Vesper replied, her voice low and steady. "And Melos Draw fears consequences." Kale's gaze snapped back to hers, his mind racing ahead of their words. The potential repercussions were already taking shape, the unseen bleeding into the world, or some other, more insidious threat hidden beneath the surface. The silence between them grew thicker than before, heavy with secrets and unspoken fears. The Red Vesper's gaze flickered towards the book in his hands, her eyes lingering on the symbols etched into the page. "You know what this means," she said quietly, a hint of unease creeping into her voice. Kale's fingers tightened around the book, his grip reflexive as he tried to make sense of the diagrams. He'd studied the focusing engine's blueprints before, but nothing could have prepared him for this level of interference. "I've seen similar patterns," he said slowly, trying to keep his tone even, in the echoes left behind by corrections. Their words hung in the air like a challenge, both of them aware that the stakes had shifted. The Red Vesper's eyes met his, a silent understanding passing between them. Whatever lay ahead, they'd face it together. She leaned forward, her movements economical and precise, as if conserving energy for the challenges to come. "Melos Draw has reason to believe the source of this interference is tied to an individual, one who's familiar with the inner workings of Heartstone Tower." Kale's grip on the book tightened further, a thread of tension pulling tight within him. He'd known the curators were concerned about possible traitors within their ranks, but he hadn't expected this level of treachery. "Who?" he growled, his voice low and even. The Red Vesper's gaze dropped to her hands, clenched into fists in her lap. "One name was mentioned," she said quietly, the words almost inaudible over the rain's gentle patter outside. "Your sister, Ilara." Kale's world contracted, his eyes narrowing as the implications slammed into him like a fist. He felt a cold draft as his chest seemed to contract, though he didn't move. The air in the small room seemed to thicken, heavy with the weight of the words. Ilara's name was like a key turning in a lock, releasing memories long buried. The Red Vesper's eyes flicked up to meet his, and for an instant, Kale saw something there, concern, perhaps even fear. "I don't know if it's true," she said quietly, her words a gentle buffer against the storm brewing within him. "But Melos Draw believes there may be a connection. Tail's gaze fell back to the book in his hands, fingers tightening around it as if it were a lifeline. The symbols and diagrams blurred together once more, but this time, they seemed to hold a different meaning. Ilara's involvement would mean he pushed the thought aside, focusing on the task ahead. "We need to get inside Heartstone Tower," he said finally, his voice low and even, though it felt like a scream had been torn from him. "Find out what's happening." The Red Vesper nodded, her eyes never leaving his as she rose to her feet. "I've arranged for us to be granted entry. The curators have influence within the tower." Kale's gaze lingered on her face, searching for any sign of duplicity, but found only a deep-set determination. He turned back to the book, fingers moving over the pages with an almost desperate intensity. The potential costs were already accumulating: his sister's involvement, Melos Draw Trust, the unseen bleeding into the world. What else would be demanded in exchange for restoring balance? The rain continued outside, drumming against the walls as he folded the book and tucked it under his arm. A plan was taking shape, though it felt fragile as a glass vase on a windswept balcony. "We leave at dawn," he said finally, turning to face her. She nodded, already moving towards the door, her movements economical and precise. Kale watched her go, feeling the weight of the task ahead settling onto his shoulders like a shroud. The Red Vesper pushed open the door, and he followed her out into the rain-soaked streets, the city's darkness swallowing them whole once more. As they walked back through the winding alleys, the sound of their footsteps echoed off the buildings, growing fainter with each step. Kale's mind was already ahead of them, piecing together the possible paths forward, the hidden dangers, the unseen costs, and his sister's involvement at their center. The night air clung to him like a damp shroud, weighing on his skin as he navigated the dark, trying to stay one step ahead of the unknown. The rain-soaked streets were empty, save for the occasional torchlit figure darting through the shadows. Kale's footsteps echoed off the buildings as he followed the Red Vesper, his eyes scanning the rooftops and alleyways for any sign of pursuit or hidden threats. They moved swiftly, their mission to reach the curator's safe house undetected. As they turned a corner, the flickering torches ahead cast eerie shadows on the walls, illuminating the grimy windows of a dilapidated building. The Red Vesper halted before the entrance, her eyes locked onto something in the darkness beyond. Kale followed her gaze, his hand instinctively drifting to the knife at his belt. The air inside seemed heavy with anticipation. A figure emerged from the shadows, its features indistinct until it drew closer. A hood cast a dark shadow over its face, but the faint gleam of an unyielding stare told Kale they were being watched. "You're early," the figure said, voice low and even. The Red Vesper nodded curtly, her eyes never leaving the stranger's face. "This way," the figure gestured, turning to lead them into the depths of the building. They followed in silence, their footsteps carrying them down a narrow stairway into the heart of the safe house. A faint smell of cooking wafted through the air, mingling with the scent of old smoke and decay. Kale's stomach growled quietly as they entered a small kitchen, where a figure stood hunched over a steaming pot. A pair of bright eyes peeked out from beneath a hood, locking onto Kale before flicking away to regard the Red Vesper. "You've come," he muttered, his voice husky from disuse. The Red Vesper nodded once, her gaze flicking between the two figures before coming back to rest on Kale. "We have a plan," she said quietly, "but we'll need your assistance." The figure at the stove raised its head, surveying Kale with an unyielding gaze. For an instant, he thought he saw something there, a flicker of calculation, perhaps, or even fear. Then the stranger's face returned to its mask of indifference. "I'm in," it said finally, voice rough as gravel. The stranger, whose name was Kale had yet to learn, set about ladling portions of steaming stew into bowls, his movements economical as he worked. The air in the small kitchen was thick with the scent of vegetables and simmering meat, a welcome respite from the rain-soaked streets outside. Kale's stomach growled again, reminding him that he'd missed a meal, but he didn't let it distract him. As they ate, The Red Vesper outlined their plan in low tones, her words laced with an air of quiet confidence. The stranger listened intently, his gaze darting between her and Kale with an intensity that bordered on wariness. Kale couldn't blame him. He felt it too, a growing unease that had nothing to do with the looming task ahead. Something was building inside him, a pressure coalescing into a hard, compact shape that refused to be ignored. The meal passed in silence, broken only by the sound of spoons scraping against bowls and the quiet clinking of cutlery against plates. When they finished eating, Kale pushed his chair back, wincing as his legs stretched out beneath the table. The stranger rose too, a small movement that belied a sudden tension in his shoulders. "We'll need a key," he said abruptly, voice grating with gravel and stone. "To get inside Heartstone Tower." His eyes locked onto Kale's, expectant and unnervingly serious. Kale nodded curtly, the words spilling out of him like water from a cracked pipe. "I have one. My sister made arrangements for my access." The stranger's gaze flicked to the Red Vesper, who watched the exchange with an unreadable expression. A thread of unease had begun to unravel within Kale as the conversation progressed, tugging at his insides like a knife cutting thread by thread through rope. He couldn't shake the feeling that they were missing something, some crucial detail or connection that would make all the difference in their mission. "I'll need time," he said finally, voice roughening with fatigue and emotion, "to get inside my room. Collect what I need." The Red Vesper nodded once, her eyes never leaving his face as she took a step forward. "We have tonight," she said quietly, her words measured and deliberate. "It's the earliest we can attempt entry without raising suspicion." Kale felt a shiver run down his spine at the thought of returning to Heartstone Tower, of facing what lay within those walls, of re-entering the world he'd left behind with such haste. His chest contracted around the thought, and for an instant he felt trapped in the darkness that had claimed him for so long. As Kale nodded, his mind began to reel through the memories he'd suppressed for so long, the ones that clung to him like a wet shroud, weighing on his shoulders as he navigated the dark alleys once more. He forced himself back to the present, focusing on the task ahead. The Red Vesper's hand closed around his elbow, her grip tight but not unyielding, and Kale felt a jolt of surprise at the intimate touch. "We should get moving," she said softly, her voice like a whispered promise in the darkness. "We have a long night ahead." Kale nodded, allowing himself to be steered towards the entrance of the safe house, his eyes drifting over the room one last time. The stranger stood by the stove, his gaze still fixed on Kale with an unnerving intensity, while the air seemed heavy with anticipation. The narrow stairway led them back up into the rain-soaked night, where the sound of droplets hitting the cobblestones was like 1,000 tiny drums beating in his ears. The Red Vesper's hand remained clasped around his elbow, her fingers tightening as they navigated the winding alleys once more. Kale felt a strange sense of comfort there, in her touch and her silence, but he knew it wouldn't last. The weight of his memories was already beginning to seep back into his mind like water through a crack in the dam. As they turned a corner, the flickering torches ahead cast eerie shadows on the walls, illuminating the dark faces of passers-by who darted through the alleys with an air of furtive urgency. The Red Vesper's grip remained firm as she led Kale towards his destination, a dilapidated building on the outskirts of the city, its wooden sign creaking in the wind like a mournful sigh. He felt a shiver run down his spine as they climbed the steps to the entrance, the door creaking open with a screech that sent a few stray cats scurrying for cover. The interior was dark and musty, the air thick with the scent of decay and rot. Kale blinked in the dim light, his eyes adjusting slowly to the dimness within. A small room stretched out before him, cluttered with trunks and scattered crates that seemed to hold the remnants of a life left behind. He let out a slow breath as the door creaked shut behind them, the darkness swallowing the Red Vesper whole for an instant. Then she reappeared in front of him, her eyes glinting like stars in the dim light. "We'll wait here," she said softly, her voice barely audible over the sound of rain pattering against the walls. "You have a few hours." The hours ticked by with a slow, measured pace as Cale huddled in the corner of the room, his eyes fixed on the faint outline of the Red Vesper's figure in the dim light. He tried to settle into a restless sleep, but his mind remained awhirl with memories he'd rather forget. The sound of rain pattering against the walls and the creaking of the old building seemed to seep into his bones, making him feel like he was back in Heartstone Tower trapped, confined, and helpless. The Red Vesper's soft voice broke the silence, drawing him out of his reverie. "Cale," she said quietly, her tone measured as she approached him across the room. He rose to his feet, feeling a twinge of stiffness from crouching for so long. Her eyes gleamed in the dim light, their expression unreadable as she handed him a small pouch filled with a few gold coins and a set of lockets. "Time's getting short," she said softly. "We need to move." Cale took the pouch, his fingers brushing against hers in a fleeting touch that sent a spark through him like a live wire. He shook off the feeling, tucking the pouch into his belt as he watched the Red Vesper slip towards the door. She paused with her hand on the handle, looking back at him over her shoulder. "You ready?" she asked, her voice a little softer than before. Cale nodded curtly, feeling a rush of adrenaline course through his veins like cold water. As they stepped out into the rain-soaked night, the cool air slapped Cale's face like a wet blanket. The streets seemed darker now, the flickering torches casting long shadows that stretched and twisted in the wind. He followed the Red Vesper with a sense of growing unease, his hand instinctively reaching for the knife at his waist. They moved swiftly through the alleys, the Red Vesper leading him towards the city's outskirts towards Heartstone Tower, where a new set of dangers waited. They reached the tower's imposing bulk just as the first light of dawn began to creep over the horizon. Cale felt a shiver run down his spine as he gazed up at the tower's stone facade, its windows like empty eyes staring back at him. The Red Vesper halted beside him, her hand brushing against his as she pointed to a narrow window on the upper floor their entrance. "Here," she said softly. "You get inside. I'll wait for you here." Cale nodded once, his heart pounding in his chest like a drum. He took a deep breath, steeling himself for what lay ahead. The Red Vesper handed him a small vial filled with a dark liquid, her eyes locking onto his as she whispered, "For when you need it." Cale accepted the gift without question, the vial's weight settling into his belt pouch alongside the lockets. He turned away from her, moving swiftly towards the tower's stone facade towards the unknown dangers within. As he reached the base of the tower, he felt a strange sense of detachment wash over him. It was as if he was standing outside himself, watching Cale Varn climb the wall with an air of purpose and determination. The Red Vesper's parting words still echoed in his mind, "Be careful," but he knew that was already too late. He'd made a decision long ago, one that led him to this moment, to these walls, and to the darkness within.